The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, welcome to In Between Semesters. I'm DJ Wei, and this is where we talk about the in-between phases of growing up, when you're excited, overwhelmed, unsure, and still figuring things out at the same time. Hi guys, welcome back to In Between Semesters. Today's episode is something I think everyone experiences at some point in their life, not just people in their early 20s. And that is the feeling of coming back to reality. You know, that emotional shift that happens when you go from freedom back into routine. Whether it's coming back to school after a break, returning to work after traveling, or even just going home for a weekend and then returning to your normal life. There's this weird emotional whiplash that happens because when you're away from your routine, you start to feel like a completely different version of yourself. You're lighter, you're more spontaneous, you're more present. And then suddenly you're back in your normal schedule. Classes, responsibilities, alarms, deadlines, and it can feel like the energy just drops. So today I wanted to talk about that shift, why it happens, why it can feel so depressing to return to a routine, but also why those breaks away from reality might actually be one of the most important things for us in our young ages. So, the freedom of leaving routine. There's something incredibly freeing about stepping away from your routine, even if it's just for a few days. When you leave your normal environment, it feels like the rules of your life loosen a little bit. You don't have the same schedule. You're not checking the same boxes every day. You're not waking up and immediately thinking about everything you have to do. Instead, you're just existing. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you're visiting home. Maybe you're on a break from school. Whatever it is, something about being away from your normal life allows you to feel a little more like yourself. You wake up slower, you talk to people longer, you know, you do things you normally wouldn't in your routine, and suddenly life feels lighter. You start doing things that make you feel present again. Going to get coffee, going on walks, staying up late, doing stuff, saying yes to last minute plans, listening to music in your car, all the things that make life feel exciting again. And it's funny because nothing about you has actually changed, but the environment you're in has. And environment plays such a huge role in how we feel. When you're away from routine, you start to realize how much of your normal life runs on autopilot. Wake up, go to class, practice, gym, homework, sleep, repeat. And while routine can be healthy and grounding, sometimes it can also make life feel repetitive. So when you step outside of it, you remember what it feels like to just live in the moment again without anything planned or anything on the agenda of what you have to do. So now the vacation version of yourself. Something else that happens when you step away from routine is that you start to meet or just be a different person in a sense. And I think everyone has this. There's the everyday version of you, the one dealing with responsibilities and schedules. And then there's the away from routine version of you. And that version can feel so different. You're more social, more adventurous, more relaxed. You're not constantly thinking about what's next on your to-do list. You're just enjoying the moment. And sometimes that version of yourself feels like the best version of you. The one that tries new things, the one that feels confident and spontaneous. And that's why leaving routine can feel so addictive, because you start thinking, why don't I always feel like this? Why is life so easy right now? Why do I feel more like myself? And the truth is, when you're away from routine, your brain finally has space. You have space to breathe, space to think, and just to exist outside of constant productivity. And in your 20s especially, that feeling is very powerful and addicting, because so much of this stage of life is structured and proving yourself. You know, with school, careers, internships, building a future, it's easy to forget that you're also just supposed to be living and figuring out who you are. And that kind of goes into the emotional drop when you do return to reality. And you know, like, for example, this past winter break, I went to Portugal for 2 weeks with my family, and I have just never felt so free. I loved just living without a routine. And granted, everyone loves being on vacation. It was vacation. But there's just something else about yourself when you're away and every day is a new day. You're doing new things, trying new things, and meeting new people. And it just makes you realize that the world is so big. As cliche as that sounds, it is really big. And this small bubble that you live in, and the small routines that you have, it just, being somewhere else without a routine just shows you how much life you can build for yourself. And there's so much outside of that little bubble, if that makes sense. And after that trip, coming back to reality, because I mean, I left Portugal and flew back to school like 2 days later after I got back. And going from that back to normal life was a huge difference. I mean, I think everyone experiences a little bit of post-vacation depression in a way, but it can feel so draining. And that's why I wanted to go into that emotional drop when you do come back to reality, because that is the hard part. It's coming back, you return home, you unpack all of your stuff, you set your alarm again, and your schedule returns, your responsibilities return. And it can feel depressing, not because your normal life and schedules are bad, but because you just experienced what life felt like without pressure or impending doom of everything else that you have to do. And you're back inside of that. And I think a lot of people feel guilty admitting this, because we think we're supposed to be grateful for routine and we're supposed to be motivated and productive. But the emotional drop after freedom is real. You go from spontaneous days to structured ones, from adventure back to responsibilities and excitement back to normal life. And your brain kind of has to just readjust. And that first day back can feel especially heavy. You know, your schedule is packed, and the energy you had while you were away feels like it disappeared overnight. But the truth is, nothing is wrong for feeling that way. It's just the emotional adjustment of shifting environments again. So why does this happen so much, especially in your 20s? I think this feeling is especially strong because your life is constantly shifting between freedom and structure. You might go from a weekend trip back to classes and a holiday break back to these responsibilities, or you might have a fun night out and then back to early morning classes. Your life is constantly moving between these two worlds, and sometimes it can feel like you're living two different lives. You know, one where you feel adventurous and free, and one where you're focused and responsible. But the truth is, both versions of life are necessary. Routine gives you direction, and freedom gives you perspective. Without routine, you might feel lost, but without breaks from routine, that's when things get repetitive and heavy. And that's why those moments away matter so much. They remind you what life feels like outside of constant routines. They reset your energy. They reconnect you with the fun parts of life. What these breaks actually teach you. So even though coming back to reality can feel hard, those breaks from routine are incredibly important because they teach you things about yourself, and they show you what makes you feel like yourself and what environments energize you. They show you the kind of life you might want to build someday. Maybe you realize you love traveling, or you feel happiest near the ocean, or you realize you love spontaneous nights with friends and exploring new places. Or you might love being somewhere where life feels slower. And those experiences aren't just temporary fun. I kind of think of it like they're clues. Clues about what kind of future might make you happy. And sometimes it takes leaving routine to see that clearly. And that's how I wanted to get into talking about finding your balance. I think the goal isn't to escape routine forever, whether we all love vacation and not having responsibilities in a routine. But routines is how we grow. It's how we build skills, careers, and stability. But the goal is to create a life where routine and freedom can coexist, where your life doesn't feel like something you constantly need a break from. And that's something a lot of people are figuring out right now, I think especially. You ask yourself questions like, what kind of life do I actually want? What am I doing, or where am I when I feel happiest? What environments bring out the best version of me? And those questions don't always have clear answers right away, but every experience helps you get closer. Every trip, every break, every return to routine. It's all part of learning what kind of life you want to create. So if you're in one of those moments right now where you just came back from something fun, something freeing, something that made life feel lighter, and now you're back in routine, feeling a little off, just know that's normal. That emotional shift happens to almost everyone. But those breaks from reality aren't wasted time. They're reminders. Reminders of what life can feel like and of what makes you happy. Reminders of the version of yourself that exists outside of pressure and schedules. And maybe the goal isn't to choose between freedom and routine. Maybe the goal is to slowly build a life that allows both. A life where you work hard but also live fully. Where routine supports your life instead of controlling it. And where those moments of freedom continue to remind you what you're working toward in the first place. Thank you so much for listening to In Between Semesters. I'm really glad you're here during these in-between phases of life with me. I'll see you in the next episode.